Okay, today's daf is Beitza Yerushalmi, daf Lamed Aleph, and we continue in the third parak of Maseches Beitza, parak Ein Sadin. And we spoke about the last mishnah that we had was about Bechor. We know that Bechor is, as we said, is the only automatic carbon, right, when the animal is born. If it's Bechor of the Behemah Tahora, certain Behemah Tahoras of a cow or a sheep or a goat, so it has Kedushas Karban, and it has to be given to the Kohen. It is Kadshei Kalim. If it gets a Mum, then automatically it is Chulin Biyad Kohen. And that is why if we prevent the Kedusha, that also is a way of, it's not having Kedusha Bismanazeh, as we mentioned from Tosfos. So if it already has Kedusha, if it already is a Bechor, then we have to wait till it gets a Mum Kavua, a permanent Mum. But we can prevent it from getting Kedusha, as we said, using the strategy of selling part of it to a guy. But we spoke about what happens if one has a Mum, one has a Bechor, in the days, earlier days, or even Bismanazeh, and one is not allowed to obviously be shechtit without a mum, as we saw in the Karban Eida, that's an Isser Kares, possibly even today. There's a discussion of that in the Sefer HaChinuch and the Stipler that we have said. But what happens if it falls into a bor and now it has a mum? So if it has a mum kavua, then I would be able to eat it on Yantif and shechtit on Yantif. So what do you do? So that's what the Mishnah spoke about. If a bechor falls in, Rabbi Yehuda says you could send a mumcha down, a mumcha in Mumin, to know if it is shechtable or not. If it has a mum, you can bring it up and you shecht it. And if not, you have to leave it there because it's muksa and you try to feed it in the pit. Rabbi Shimon said no. If it was mum was not nikar before yantif, ein ze min hamuchan. That is not min hamuchan. So the Gemara said, what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of muksa. So what do you mean ein ze min hamuchan? So we said one of two ideas. Either if the mumche declares that it is a mum kavua, that's like a psak din. It's donis hadin. It's like in Didi Mamanis, which we'll have, which is an issa drabban on Shabbos and Yantif. So too, if he sees, if the posek gives the psak of a mum kavua, so then that's why Rabbi Shimon says it is a problem. The other idea could be that it's like a form of tikkun. Right now, it's not usable to you, and now you're making it usable to you, and that's why it will be asa drabanan. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says why? Because the language of Rabbi Yehuda in the last year was ein hamumcha Torah. A mumcha is not Torah. What does that mean? So we saw from the Charedim and Rav Chaim Kanievsky that the psak of a posek is not creating anything. He's just being megale the reality. Right, it's different than, let's say, the declaration of a mitzora. Right, a mitzora is not tohar until a kohen declares tohar, and is not tame until a kohen declares him or her. But here, no, it's just a gilui das, just a gilui of what there is already. He's identifying, the mumche is identifying that there is a mum kavua here, and that's why it's like, the last line that we had, it's like riyas trefa, just like if you shecht on yantif and you check for trefis, you're allowed to do that on yantif, because that the shechting assumes that. So just like you're allowed to shecht for a trefa afterwards, so too you could see a bechor on yantif. That was the last point that we said. They're both not specific. We based it on the Mishnah in Becharos and Daf Chav Ches. Just like there, you could see you're supposed to do the checking before the shechita, but if you only check the afterwards, it's okay. So too here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudin Boy. Wait a minute. So we're saying, Rabbi Yudin asked the following question, and the Gemara here does not answer this question. Demai mi divrehem. Demai, we had a whole masechta of demai. Rov ame aretz ar ma'asrin heim. We see most people take off tshuvas and ma'asrus. But there is a miut that don't take off tshuvas and ma'asrus. And Chazal goes there to be mafrish from demai, produce that you buy from an hama aretz. But you're not allowed to be mafrish demai on Shabbos or Yontif. But the Mishnah in Bava Malikin says, when it's still ben hashmashus, maybe you can be mafrish. But if it's not ben hashmashus, if it's real Shabbos, if it's real yantiv, then you cannot be mafrish. So yes, you do what I mean. On the Torah level, me'ikar adin, rov ame aretz ma'asrin heim. This is a chumra drabanan. So it's a chumra drabanan that they make you be mafrish. So that's not allowed on Shabbos and yantiv. But re'iyas trefa medivrayim. But the re'i of trefa, you saw, let's say you shecht on yantif and you could look for trefas. Me'ikar adin, you don't have to check because once the animal is shechted, you assume, and most animals are not trefas. So, but that's allowed on yantif. So that's the Gemara's question. Reb Yudin, Kamoda Ata Amar Ron Asa Trefa B'Yantif, just like you said, right? You just compared this to Rias Bechor. Just like you said, you could check for a Trefa on Yantif, even though that is somewhat helping you out and fixing it, but it's only a chumra d'rabanan. Maker adin, it's mutter without it, because you see rove animals are ksheros and not trefos. So just like you allow that chumra on yantif, so why don't you allow that chumra of hafarshas trumas and maestras by demai v'dichvasa mafrishnas demai b'yantif? Why don't you allow that? Right, no answer given. Right, we're machmir by the chumra d'rabanan to be mafrish demai, but we're makel by the chumra d'rabanan of rias trefa. That's the reason. That's the chilek. So one, some of the achronim say, but there's an answer that the Gemara could have given by rias trefa. There's no declaration made. You just check if it's kosher. You affirm, right? You affirm its already known status. That's what rias trefa. You assume it's kosher, and now you continue, and you've validated that it's kosher. When it comes to demai, I have no idea if shumas ma'isus was taken off. Chazal were mesake that you have to be mafresh. So that could be a big difference. There you're being mafresh. You're not the validating something from beforehand or being megala. And there are other answers. If you look in the Sefer Haredim here, he quotes from other rishonim, other chilukim that are made. He quotes, Renisha Rakushis, Reb Yudin below Teretz, Vitalmide, Rabbeinu Yonah, Kasu, B'Maseches Brachas. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah there, that there are chilukim that one can be made. There's Tartila Tivusa, there's Rov and Chazaka, versus just a Rov. And then he says, Hagbas Trumas and Maestris, Asru Chachamim. Why is that worse? Because Chachamim Asru that for two reasons. We mentioned this reason from the Rambam in Paragimel. Mishum Demechsi Kimisakein, Umishum Demechsi Kimakdish Osan Beirish Amafrish. Right, it's like a double problem, the Rambam says. It looks like they're fixing, and it looks like you're being makdish. That's what we said for the Rambam. While here, it's only Rias Trefa. There's not a double problem. So that's why there are differences. Okay, El Gemara doesn't give any answers, but the Rishonim elsewhere give answers. Period. Rebbe Yavahu. Oh, I'm just one. This question might also be understandable. Again, we gave Chilukim. But the mentality of the question of, it's just a drabanan anyway, so why don't we allow it? Because you're not really being misakein. Again, if you have tevel de oraisa, and to be mafresh, we say that's an issa drabanan. It's an issa drabanan because you're not physically fixing, it's not dumya de mishkan in that way, that's why it's an issa drabanan. But here, the whole principle is the whole need is you're being in the case of afrasha, you're being mafresh on the midaraisa, but here the whole chumra is drabanan, both by rias trefa, you can rely on the rov that animals are kosher, and rov ameres master name. So the whole thing is a drabanan. So we're suggesting that maybe you shouldn't have this chumra drabanan after all. And we'll add this line because this is what achronim bring out based on rishonim. It's only an Isser Gavra anyways. The Rabbanan should relax that in the situation of Ochal Nefesh. Right? Where do you see? That's the Nesivus and the Meshach Chachma that we have quoted a long time ago. The Nesivus quotes, is explaining in Reish Lamed Daled, the Sheet of the Rambam, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody, Reuven sells Shimon some fruit and the Shimon pays for it and he eats it and it comes out that it was not kosher or some meat. So, what type of, when is it a mekatos? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, again, without getting into details of this, by a din da'araisa, it's a mekatos. If it's an iser da'araisa, this is Rabbana, no, he doesn't have to pay him back. So ask the Nesivus in the Reish Lamed Daled, in Os Gimel. He says, Eina muvan, kiman ta mekach batel, havi kemazik ol ko'ochal shlo b'mekach. Since the mekach is basically batel, if he sold him something not kosher, so I don't understand. Why should there be any chilukim? The efshar da'af bi isure Torah afilu ochlan b'shogeg tzorach kapara v'tshuva lahagin al yisurin. A much quoted Nesivus. The Nesivus says, even though by isure daraisa, even if you eat it b'shogeg, you need kapara, you need tshuva to be protect from yisurin. By an isur daraisa b'shogeg, mikol makom b'isur darabanan ein tzorach shum kapara. The chiddush the Nesivus. By isure darabanan b'shogeg, no kapara is needed. Uki'ilu lo avar dami. As if he didn't violate. Taitan, he quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Adav Samach Zayin, where the Gemara in Erevin says, by question, Sveikas Durabanan, you can first act and ask later. Okay, We're not paskening here. We're just saying what the Gemara says in a certain context. If one would be punished for a drabana b'shogeg, how can you take that chance? It must be that there's no onesh for an isur drabanan b'shogeg. As if he ate kosher. And that's why there is a chilek. What does this reflect? That Yisurei Durabanan are Yisurei Gavra. And therefore, if I did it b'shogeg, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't go against what the Rabbanan told me to do. Yisurei Daraisa are Yisurei Chefsa. Inherent in these molecules is poison for my neshama. And therefore, I did something wrong, even if I did it b'shogeg. The Meshech Chachma, based on this, he says his own chiddush, and then he says, after three paragraphs, he says, and this is buttressed by the Nesivus of Ben Reish Lama Dalet. That's all he says. But the Meshachachba there, in the beginning of Shoftim, Perak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is explaining the Shita of the Rambam against the attack of the Ramban. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, that every lo sasur means that every time I violate an Issa Durabbanan, I'm also violating an Issa Daraisa of lo sasur. But the Torah tells you, you have to listen to the rabbis. And if the rabbis tell me something and I don't listen, I'm violating the Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Sasur. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, if that's true, then how do you ever have any chilukim between Drabbanan and D'Oraisas? Every Drabbanan is a D'Oraisa. Every time I violate an Isser D'Rabbanan, I'm violating an Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Sasur. So how do you ever have the principle of Sway D'Rabbanan Lakula? Or other differences about Ne'amanus by a D'Rabbanan? That's the question of the Ramban against the Rambam. Ra'isi levar bazeh, says the Meshech Chachma, das ha-Rambam b'sharashov. The Al-Kol Dovar, and he quotes this from the Shroshim. The Al-Kol Dovar midivri chachamim hu over below sasser. V'ha-Ramban he'erich ba'otsem pilpulo. The Ramban was ma'arich in his great pilpul. Litchozem e'rayos rabos. Atzmu misfor. Can't even count as many rayos as he has. V'klali hasagah. So, to summarize his hasagah, if the Rambam is true that every Durabanan is really Daraisa, then there should never be a principle of Sari Durabanan Lakula. Shri Machmir. Ubitul Durabanan Mipre Daraisa. Vyasi Durabanan Abatha Daraisa. Batarovet. There should never be any Chilukim. Veherich Lumod Beinyanim. Elu Vechidish Bemshita Acheres. Says the Meshech Chachma. Vaanochi Afar Vaefer Tachas Raglav. I'm a nothing compared to the Ramban. Omer, but Kila Shikul Daiti Emes Kedivir HaRambam. But I have to defend my Rebbe. I have to defend the Rambam against the attacks of the Ramban. And I think your Rambam is right. V'ha Ikur, he says. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said that Vadei Durabanans is a Vadei Daraisa. But who says that a Savik Durabanan is a Savik Daraisa? The Ramban even alludes to this in one line, but the Meshech Chachma expands. Ki HaTorah Ratzta Asher Milvad Inyanim HaNitzchiyim B'Hakayamim La'ad. Besides the eternal law that the Torah has in it, Yischadesh inyanim, siyagim ba'asharas v'chumras. There'll be new situations, fence laws, warnings, stringencies, asher yuzmaniim. There'll be new laws that will be temporary. Haynu sheyihye biyara chachamim lahosif al pigdarim hanimser lohem. The Rabbanan have the powers to add on laws that could be temporary. V'miyamod bezen acher gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. Like the Rambam himself writes, if a greater bezen comes along later on and changes what it said, what the previous Bezdin Darshan, Harashus Biyadam Levatel. Ulaman Shalom Yimse Ish Echa Lemar Ani Haroe, Ve'eneni Kafuf Lachachme Yisrael. The Torah says you gotta listen to the rabbis of your generation. You gotta listen to the rabbis, so it can't be agudos agudos to listen whatever they, but you see that the laws are not eternal. One generation could say one thing, one generation could say the other thing. How could that be? If this is inherently abhorrent, isn't it abhorrent? The answer is VMK, skipping a few lines. Hamitzvah dafka lishmoa masha yomru. Aval ha'inyin ba'atzmo sha'amru v'chidshu. The point is to listen to what they said. But the content of what they said, efshar deinu miskabel ha'ratzon ha'borer. Who says Hashem is happy about this? Vim yamod bezen achara gadol v'yivaru ta'usam and v'yasu hefech mizeh mutter. And he gives the mashal, listening to Rabbanan, it's about listening to the Rabbanan, not the content of what the Rabbanan said. Like Mori b'malchus, rebelling against the king, right? That's the example given. That's the model given. Does Hashem really care about whether the king builds a highway through my backyard or not? No. But a person would be chayav misa if they don't listen to the king, right? So it's the gavra. That's the Meshech Chachma's mashal, and that's what he explains for the Rambam, that the problem with an Issa Drabbanan is Issa Gavra, that you're going against the rabbis. But the second that it's a suffix, then Memela, you're not going against the Rabbanan. To use the language of the Ramban or the others, Kai Gavra Lotiknu. The second that it's a suffix, so then the Rabbanan never meant their din to be on the same status of the Daraisa, and therefore it's a suffix. If I'm a supik about whether something is a piece of pig or not, so then I have a suffik about the inherent, this might be pig inherently, these molecules. Yisurei chaf says, therefore I can't eat it. Can't take that chance. But if it's a suffik in the gavra, a suffik eruv, im kain, kivan sheinyan ze eino befrat rason abore. Adis adrabanan is not from Hashem. It's not the rason Hashem exactly. Rak shetiva lishmo alein. Hashem said, just listen to the rabbis. Vekivan shal ze lo dibru, im kain lo nikra mi sheino osa kain eino shomea bekolam. Umadol lo yemoter. And therefore, says the Etzav HaShachachov. Again, that all might be part of what's behind this question. And that is, Demai and Riyas Trefa, both Mida Araisa are fine. The Rabbanan were Machmir. So why should there be a difference? It should be Mutter Mishum Atzorich on Yantif. Period. Okay, we're up to Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu. So the Gemara is assuming now, we're getting back to the Machlokets and the Mishnah. The language of Rabbi Shimon was, if, who was Machmir, Rabbi Shimon said, if the mum was not nikar and erev yantif, ein zeh min amuchan. The Gemara is going to assume now that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's matir, even Rabbi Yehuda requires the mum to be there before yantif. The whole machlokas is, can a chacham post paskin and look at that mum on yantif. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the mum had to have, the ox must have fallen into the pit before yantif, and you just didn't get a chance to get a mumcha to analyze it. If the mum didn't come until after Yantif started, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So that's what the Gemara assumes. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi, that's what the Korban Eidi here says. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, according to Rabbi Shimon, kol shemum nikar me'erev Yantif, if the mum was already there on erev Yantif, v'lo hitiru mumcha ela b'yantif, and the mumcha only got to see it on Yantif and paskin on Yantif, Ein zeman amuchan. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Shimon says, if the mum was there before Yantif, you didn't get to check it until on Yantif, that's the problem. Ein zeman amuchan. Because Rabbi Shimon said, that's considered Danas Adin, that's Mesakein. Rabbi Yehuda, who's more makel, only goes up one step. Rabbi Yehuda, who's more makel, says, no, even if the mumcha did not see it until Yantif, it's still okay. It's okay, he doesn't think that's an issue of Mesakin or Danas Adin. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if the mum didn't happen till on Yantif, so then it would be a problem. See the Karmana Eda, Visaka the Afra Yehuda lo kamar, she yerid mumcha v'yire, ella v'kahai gavna, shenolan mumo me erev Yantif. Says the Gemara, really? Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it had to be Muchan Me'erev Yantif. Fatani, but didn't we learn? Egal Bechor, is also quoted in the Bavli, Egal Bechor, Shed Nolam and a Trefa be Yantif Mutter. If you have a Trefa, if you have an animal to Trefa, that Trefa is not Roy to Shecht on Yantif. What if the Trefa has a baby, a Trefa cow has a baby calf on Yantif? The Brisa says, Egal Bechor, Shed Nolam and a Trefa be Yantif Mutter. And the baby is the Bechor, is the firstborn, but it has a mum kavua on it. So mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? This animal's mum only came on Yantif. So who is this like? If you're saying, even according to Yehuda, the mum had to come before Yantif, and the whole machlokas is only whether the Rav Kitpaskin, the mumcha Kitpaskin on Yantif. So who's this price alike? Who's this price alike, right? It's mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda says, if it only happens on Yantif, then it's too late. We'll get back to that answer, though. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chizda Tiftar Shavar Amumcha V'Ra'ohu." Tupshatim. What does this mean? Karban Eida and others say, "You're right." Rabbi Shimon says it's Asur if you didn't see it on Yantar. Rabbi Yehuda requires even beforehand. But what about if the Chacham went anyway and Paskin as a Mum Kavua? He wasn't supposed to. Avar. He was over. He violated. He went and checked it as a Mum Kavua. So at this point, Rabbi Yehuda would still say, again, it only got the mum on Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda would say that's muksa. Here, Rabbi Yehuda would be the machmir one. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. So though Rabbi Shimon said that he wasn't allowed to look at it, but if he did look at it, then he passed it as a mum kavua, so Rabbi Shimon would say that's mutter. Shimon would say that's mutter. That's what Karban Eidah's pshat, Rabbi Shimon delesle muksa. Rechaim Gadevsky here has a different pshat. He says, what does it mean, sha'avar mumcha v'ra'ohu? The language of the Bavli is that the Dayanim are sitting at the birthing stool of the animal. So right when it comes out and they see it with a mum, the animal never had a moment when it existed without its mum. And that's why it's mutter. Frankievsky. Miyad shenolad shelo huksa me'olam. It never had a moment of haksa'a. And that's why it is, that's why it's allowed. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. The tene egos, bochar, shenolam and trefa. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. The trefas in general, we know the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shechita, in Perek Yud, there are 70 trefas. Perek Yud alach hates, and the Rambam lists off on 70 trefas based on the Mishnayos and Gemara in Chulin. The Rambam says these 70 trefas, in animals, he discusses, in birds and in chayas and in trefas, halacha yud beis. Ve'ein lahosif al trefas elu klal. Do not add on to these trefas. Shekol she'ira labehema, o lachaya, o laof, chutz me'elu, shemanu chach me'doros harishonim. If anything happens to the animals besides these events, after Shetichya, Trefa means it's going to die. It could be anything else that happens. It could be that they're going to live. Even though medicine of the times, and the Rambam knew medicine of the times, Trefas aren't just what we understand based on science. There's a Mesorah in Trefos. And the other way, says the Rambam, V'chein, Elu Shemanu, V'amru Shein Trefa. Those that are listed here in Chazal say that they are considered a Trefa. We know according to our medical knowledge that the animal's not going to die. Shebi adenu shemiksasam einem amisin the afshar shetich yemehen ein lochel amal shemanu chachamim shenemar apiatora sheyerucha. This is a big sugya. Trefas go by the misora in either direction, lakula or lachumra. Don't add on any trefas, but you can't take off any trefas. It's the Rambam here in the end of Perek Yud halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud Gimel, and then the Rambam goes through that the Shochet has to know Dinei Trefas very well. So that's all discussed in Hilchos Shechita. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, also Uvda Kumei Rabbi Imi Vesavar. There was a case that happened, came in front of Rabbi Imi, meaning a Bechar that fell into the pit on Yantif. There was a mum before Yantif, but it never got checked. The Savar Meimer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halakha, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Imi thought to say the halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Lakula. Why? Because the Gemara says in Erevin, all the rules, Erevin Memvav, right, in Bavli, that's all the rules of Psak. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halakha, Rabbi Yehuda. So he thought the Vasan like Rabbi Yehuda. I see Rabbi Hoshia, Masisa de Bar Kapara Midaroma, but then Rabbi Hoshia brought a Brisa from Bar Kapara, from the south, Vitana, Vachachamim Omrim, and it quoted Rabbi Shimon Shita in the way of formulation of the Chachamim. Kol Shem Mumonika Me'arab Yantif, V'lo Hitiru Mumcha El Abiyantif, Ein Zeman Amuchan. So it was a Brisa that basically said, like Rabbi Shimon. So once Rabbi Imi heard that, the Kibla, he accepted it, the Chazar Bey, and he was Chazar Bo, and he paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Period. Osov Esbeno. So we'll see what this has to do with our discussion. Osov Esbeno. We know there was an Isser to Araisa, to Shecht, a mother and child, Osov Esbeno, on the same day. The Rambam has this also in Hilchos Shechita. The Rambam paskin in Hilchos Shechita, there are five mitzvahs that are going to be discussed. Five mitzvahs. Osov Esbeno. Number one, Shechita. L'shchor V'achach Yochon. Number two, Osov Esbeno. Number three, Kisi Adam. We spoke about that earlier. Maybe Kisi Adam is the Gemar Ma'is HaShechita. Four and five are Shiloh HaKan, the Isser of not taking Shlolika Chayim Alabanim. And number five, Shalech to Shalach. That's the other Rambam. The Chinuch also counts this as a mitzvah. Reish Tzadi Dalid. Shaloh Nishchot Behema Ubina B'yom Echad. Not the Shech, the parent and the offspring on the same day. Bein Bekadshim, Bein Bechulin. It's an Isra that applies to Chulin too. Mishar Shea Mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs that are supposed to teach us sensitivity. Sheitena Adem Elibo. Ki Ashkachas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Minei Ba'ali Chayim Bechlau. To teach us that Hashem's Ashkach is on all life. V'im Hashkachaso Aleihem Yizkaimu La'olam. Ki Hashkachaso B'dvarim Zeo Kiyumam. Hashem has Hashkacha on species. Right, the Chinuch writes elsewhere by the mitzvah of Mitzaras. There's hashkacha pratis on people. There's hashkacha klalis on animals. But we shouldn't do an act that symbolizes wiping out a species. a species. So if you do two of the same family, so that gives off that, that impression. And then he says, Va'onu chalomar afar apshat, v'kvoa ben ashenu midas hachemla. This hachemla ulaharchich midas achzarias, shi midarah, and says the chinuch, v'lachein aval bishihiter lanu hakel, mine belachayim l'michyateinu, even though we are allowed to kill animals for our benefit for sustenance. Tivana lebal narogo soves beno biyachad. Lekvon benafshin midas hachemla. Midas hachemla. And then it says, doesn't matter what, which one you do first. Ein chalek beno soves beno o beno tchila biyachar kachaim. And then different times when you have to say to somebody, whether when you sell an animal, whether you have to say what you shechted, because you have to assume that they are going to shech today. The Mishnah in Chulin writes a whole parak in Chulin. Oso v'espino. This oso v'espino eno ela b'nekevos. B'nekevos, says the Chinuch. Sharmu b'feirish b'no. Misha b'no karuch acharav. Oso v'espino. Even though it says oso, the male, we assume it's the mother. Right? The one that the b'no is karuch acharav. The hainu anakevo. Mikol makom. He quotes the maskana that if you know vadai, that this is the father, maybe you can't shech the father also. Okay, a lot of details about Oso Vespino. So what happens here? What happens if Oso Vespino shot off a little bar? You have two animals that fell into a pit on Yantif. So you know you can't shech both of them today. But they're both down there. You want to save them. So what do you do? So, and you can only like move them if you're going to shech them. So says Rabbi Lezer Omer, it's a Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yalas, Arishon Amanas, Lishchot V'yishchot. What does Rabbi Lezer say? You could pull the one up in order to shecht it. Rabbi Lezer says you can't play games. Take one out to shecht, and the other one you just send food down there. You can't do hot rama. You can't play games. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yalas Harishon Amanas Lishchot. No, Rabbi Yeshua says you could bring up the first one, planning on shechting it, and then you're like, no, you know what? I think this animal isn't such a good animal. I want a different animal to shecht. V'lo yishchot. And then you can bring up the second one. Bring up the second one. Even if you don't shecht either of them. Even if you don't shecht either of them. This is a brisa. I'm sorry, a brisa, not the Mishnah. We're going to relate it to the Mishnah. So even though you don't shecht any of them. The Bavli's Lashon is that, you need to shecht one of them. Our Yerushalmi here is that you don't need to shecht either of them. The, Charedim points this out. B'talmud Bavli hasam lo misayim hachi. Ela ratzezeh shochet, ratzezeh shochet. And that's the Raman Paskins. The Raman Paskins, you have to check one of them. But the Magen Mishnah points out that this Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, but the Raman Paskins like the Bavli. So what do you see from there? Rabbi Eliezer says, no harama allowed. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're allowed to be marim. Take one out, then decide not to shechta, take the other one out. So Rabbi Bun Barchia, boy michlova, shitasi, Rabbi Eliezer. We have a stira. Tamanu amar mutal harim. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, that was over there, right? There's a Mishnah in Psachim. What's the case? You have a tamei dough. You have a tamei dough. It's Yantif. It's Pesach. It's a tamei dough. So you're allowed to bake on Yantif. So what are you allowed to do? We had a Mishnah earlier. You're mafresh challah. And then there's a question. Could you send it to the Kohen today or not? Machloka, Bisham, Basilo, remember. But the problem is here, you're going to be mafresh challah. But then what? You can't bake it on Yantif because it's not ochel nefesh. A kohen is not allowed to eat tameh challah. You're going to just leave it, then it's going to become chametz. You're going to burn it. You can't burn kachim, right, challah on Yantif. So what are you supposed to do? You have a tameh dough. So that's a machlokas, the Mishnah Psachim in the third parak. Machlokas, what are you supposed to do? Eliezer says, just bake the whole thing and don't be mafresh. You have 10 doughs. Bake all 10 doughs. Then afterwards, you'll decide one is going to be challah. Each one, you can put into the oven and say, this one is not the challah. So you can bake each one. So that's a harama. Even though altogether, you're going to have to leave one over. Rabbi Eliezer says harama is okay. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't bake, you know, everything knowing that one of them is not going to be ochel nefesh. So, stira, taman, over there, im sachim, hu omer mutal harim. Rabbi Eliezer says, don't be mafrish, just bake all of them. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to be marim over there. You're allowed to use this subterfuge. Vachu omer asal harim. But here, by Oso Vespino, he says, you're not allowed to be marim. Rabbi Eliezer says, you gotta take one animal out, leave the other one down. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, taman, misham bal yirah bayimatze. There's a big difference. Over there, what's the risk? The risk is by Rabbi Yimatzei, right? If you let the dough rise, you're going to violate an Issa Daraisa by Rabbi Yimatzei. That's why we say you're allowed to be Marim. Ha, Chamayis Lecha, here, leaving the animal down, You know, what's that? There's no sweat off your back. Okay, your animal will be uncomfortable. But, you know, there's not enough of its tzorech. And what about the other way? Michal v'shez, Rabbi Yeshua. Tamanu amar asla harem. Rabbi Yeshua says, over there by the case in Psachim, he says, you can't be bake everything. That's a harama. V'hachu amar mutlarim. And here he says, you can take one animal out, then you can take the other animal out. Why is that? The Ravidi Khan, two answers. Amar Ravidi Khan, shvus, Khan chiyav chatas. It's a big difference. Over here, by Osov Espino, what's the worst thing that if you're marim, you're allowed to, why? It's a muksa issue. Pulling the animal up. It's a muksa issue. Okay, muksa issue, you can be marim. But over there, it's baking challah on yantif. So that's, the Gemara says chayev chatas. It doesn't really mean chayev chatas. It should just say chayev. That's one of the shinin ischos. Or if it says chayev chatas, it just means that it's lav dafka. The Korban Eidah says, what? You're not chayev chatas for, if you cook on yantif. Even in Nisa Daraisa, there's no chatas. It's either malchus. So the Korban Eidah says really means malchus. Or it means if you aren't mafresh, then it's tevel, and there's an iser misa. Either way, it doesn't mean chatas. But it basically means Daraisa Darabanan. That's Rav Yehudi's answer. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Av, and a different answer. Hacha, by the case of the animal, k'ti l'chassal anachsein she Yisrael. Hashem has rachmanis on our property. He doesn't want us to lose a whole cow. The Bavli says, tzar balechayim. That's the reason. Taman ma islacha. But over there, by the Pesach case, right, there's no issue of k'ti l'chassal anachsein, there's no issue of tzar balechayim, and therefore it's different. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Oshia, chad gadein v'chad gadein. They each gave an answer, one like this one, and one like the other one. There's something I wanted to mention about Afarshas Challah, but we'll have to wait till next time.